I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
The people have missed that. Did you see that in the comments? I don't remember what video, but a few of you have said that.
Well,
there it is.
It's on my person today.
How you doing? Nice.
Sorry about that.
No, that was me.
Oh, that is you.
Uh-huh. Quiet set. Nice.
Nice.
I literally turned my sound off, but just the volume, not my ringer. I love when I do that.
But anyways, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm fully caught up on Yellow Jackets and Severance. And
yeah, let's get right into it.
Both episodes were very scary. I did not enjoy that, but it was very good.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
That's awesome. What's new with me, you ask?
Everyone's wondering.
Well, I was fighting turfs this week.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right, right. And that's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I was, can I just say, I was, first of all, the only contribution I made was that if you're transphobic, like, still, then your ass stinks. Like, that's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my fault that it's true.
Well, yeah.
And then I had a bunch of TERFs coming over and being like, I can't believe that you don't care about women.
As if, like, trans women are not women, but sure.
Right. And also, where'd you get that from when I said your ass stinks? It's like, that's not even a statement on whether or not I support women. That's just me saying your ass stinks. Like,
yeah.
The conversation you're starting is different. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, just I'm really kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired of I'm sick and tired of
being sick and tired and
of being sick and tired and also of women, like, for some reason thinking that I'm
an idiot.
Yeah, like, I'm getting really confused. I don't know why Trump supporters or transphobes would ever think that I was your girl. I'm not.
Well, so with the Trump supporter one, that one made sense to me that they would think that, because when you look at those women, you're like, well, yeah, of course you would think that, right?
Yeah, because you're like, you view me as but a
dancing monkey,
a jester. Yeah,
yeah, but with the TERFs, there's a little more nuance in there, I think.
Right.
Because they are TERFs, but they're not admitting that they're TERFs, which is funny.
I know.
But so that's one. But I also think for them, like, they're like, well, no, I love trans people or trans women. No, you don't. I love trans women, but I just don't want them to go to the same gym as me. I could plug in 100 other minority groups of people in there and say, I love blank, but I don't want them there. And most of it could be communities that any of these women are part of that, right? I could plug in there. Wouldn't that piss you off?
Yeah.
And be like, hey, you're awful, you're a bigot.
Right. And that's why I was telling Dave today, like, I'm not mad, I'm annoyed, because here's my thing, like, we have this conversation, I'm like, you don't want trans women near you, but you support them. How does that work?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's a contradictory statement. Mm-hmm. That's obvious. But ask me. Ask me if I'm okay with transphobes. Ask me.
Hey, are you okay with transphobes?
No. Conversation's over. Like, that's my point. Why do you think I didn't go into the nitty gritty of like why transphobes? I don't support trans women. Pause. Get the fuck out of my house. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Like, I was telling Billy today, I was like laughing about it because I was like, Margarita. Yeah, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
Because there's nothing to talk about.
I don't want to talk to you. I wanted you to know that I know your ass stinks. That's it. Like, wasn't me telling you to come over here and
prove it to me.
Convince me.
Change
it's okay.
My mind. Thing.
Yeah. I'm a TERF, but I don't want to be called a TERF. Change my mind. Like, I'm not going to do that. I just came in here to tell you that your ass stinks and go fuck yourself. That's the only thing I wanted to let you know.
A few of our favorite trans creators were saying, what are you going to check at the door? If y'all are included, there's a British, is she a TikToker?
Fuck if I know. I don't know.
Anyways, she wanted to start a women's only gym. And so she was crowdfunding for it. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people donated. And at first she said, of course, trans women are welcome. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of TERFs were like, I'm not going to that gym. And she goes, actually, you're right. Trans women are not allowed.
I didn't even know about that part.
That's what I thought you told me.
No. I don't.
Or sorry. Honestly, I might have read that online. No, but she keeps going back and forth. So she was like,
and then went, never mind.
Yeah. Like, and then a bunch of trans women were like, well, I donated money. And then she goes, okay, well, I guess I'll give a refund. What the fuck are you guys doing?
And she didn't even offer that until everyone was like, so you're a TERF. Hey, fuck you. And so, then she started getting a bunch of shit for it. And then she said, this is why I don't think it's transphobic that I did this. Also, if you want your money, you can request a refund. Okay. And then they're like, okay. And she goes, wow, you guys think I'm a bad person now?
What if I, like, because we could add something simpler in there too. If you're we can make it a little more simple is like, okay, if I'm a man, I go, hey, that's fucked up. I can't go to that gym. Why? I'll give you money. Let me come. What is she going to say? No, it's for women only. Okay.
Right.
But I want to go. Like,
you know what's
funny? You cannot create exclusive spaces for people who need to. I understand wanting a women's only gym. Did your school do this at my school? They would have women's only hours every single day?
Nope.
In one part of the gym. Did you have a really, you had a big gym?
Yeah, we got one when I was like a sophomore, yeah.
They built a brand new one. Yeah. So before they even renovated, they had a gym in the back, and that's where me and all my friends would go back there because no one was ever back there. And they went, my friend told me, hey, if we come on these days, they only have women's only. And I said, well, why does that matter? And then she said, because then there's more weights and there's not fucking men in here and they're annoying. And I was like, oh, because I don't, when I'm at the gym, I'm so nervous, I can't look at anyone. So I wasn't even paying attention to that. But so I understand the purpose of wanting women's only gyms and I queer gyms as well. Like, I understand that because men are gross and disgusting and horrible people. I understand that. I don't get why you would exclude another minority.
My thing is, like, I never even commented on women only spaces. I think that's a wonderful thing. I have a problem with you being a transphobe. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, stop. Like, that, what's my problem with what's happening? You're being transphobic. The end.
I don't like it and I won't tolerate it.
You're being transphobic and I am not transphobic, therefore we should not be associated, nor do I support anything you do. And what's funny is the comparison you were making was like, if a man was like, and men, and get this, men do complain about women's only gyms. Can you believe it? Men actually already fucking do that. Can you believe it? Men are actually trying to force their way in there. Can you believe it? They're already doing that, right? Okay, so believe it or not, this problem didn't start here. It's been happening for a while. So the example you made where men are literally going, let me in. I want to come in. Yeah. Let me in. Notice how when she like retracted her support of trans women joining, and trans women were like, okay, then give me my fucking money back, right? And then they fucked off. Like, they're like, then fuck you, bitch, I'm out.
Yeah.
And then other
now
trans
all of a
women,
sudden,
other
she's
cis
a
women,
victim.
No, but get this. Is that not, does that not prove she's a woman? Because she's respecting your fucking boundary? Yeah, the greatest irony of it all. It's funny because if she was a man, she'd keep going, let me in. Let me in. Like, they're fucking doing currently. Is there anything more womanly, mm-hmm, than being like, okay, fuck you then, and leaving?
Yeah,
eat a dick. That's why I was like, we don't even need to get into the nuance. You're a
Margarita.
Transphobe. You're Margarita. you're a transphobe, and margarita. Those are my only two statements on it.
And your ass stinks.
And I stop fucking coming to me and asking me why I don't support that. What the fuck do you think? Someone literally said, I'm just curious what her thoughts are on HRH collection to me. And I said,
did she do something new?
Well, she's a fucking bigot.
Well, I know. I know.
She's awful.
But I'm asking, what are your thoughts on Elon Musk? What do you mean?
But I'm tired.
So I'm asking, did she do something new, like recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's just a transphobe.
She's a bigot. Yeah.
Like, she's a huge transphobe, though. So, like, she's a bigot in general, but like especially a transphobe.
Sure.
But my thing is, I literally wrote back, a white bigot. What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm starting to think you bitches are forgetting who the fuck I am. That's the part that's pissing me off. I was telling Jason, I was like, I feel like I need to be more vocal now. Like, I don't know. I need to go harass transphobes like consistently so people know
where, like, you stand.
Yeah, it's starting to gross me out. I'm sure. Like, wait, hold on.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, did you hang out with a bunch of people I don't know about publicly?
You know what's funny too is the week.
Did
this
you
all,
go on the Joe Rogan show? The week.
If I did, it was to fight. That's it. That's what I'm saying.
It's
like
the title card.
Yeah, dog.
Heavyweight, obviously. Heavyweight.
He's Jake Paul and I'm Mike Tyson. No, he's Mike Tyson. I'm Jake Paul.
And who's gonna show their butt on live? That's what I'm trying to see. Right.
Yeah, I'm Jake Paul because he has a tribal tattoo, just like me.
There you go. Well, you have more than him. How many do you have? Three.
Bring your baddest bitch. Bring them out. Meet his cultural appropriating ass. Anyways, my point being, I have consistently and fervently struck down TERFs. Like, I hate transphobes. I hate bigots in general. I feel like that's clear.
Just stand on that shit. Don't act like you, like, it's nothing's more embarrassing than, like, being like, I love trans women, but I don't want them near me. So then you don't. So you're a fucking transphobe.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said, like,
but I'm so glad you're utilizing the word TERF because it's so important in this, especially in this context. I mean, think of it. Isn't there a king, J.K. Rowling? She's a huge TERF. So that makes sense.
You guys have representation.
Hey, go to your king over there.
Go hang out.
Is this not your king?
You're fucking both British.
There you go. That's what I said. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Go hang out with
her. No, I just don't lie. Just say it.
Well, and also, like, I literally said to someone yesterday, I was like, it's like they're getting shy.
Yeah.
Guys, stop. You guys knew about my transphobia. How'd you find out?
Well, not like that, guys.
Was it
when I said trans women could not come to my women's only gym?
Wait.
We'll give it away.
That's why I'm like, I'm annoyed. I feel like I have to start, like, going live and, like, battling TERFs live on camera to, like, just like with holding a newspaper with today's date so nobody ever gets confused. I have, like, a consistent record. I don't know, I'm just like, why are you guys finding I feel like I want to be like, get off me. That's how I feel.
I can't wait. What's today?
Y'all are Saturday? Grossing me out.
I can't wait until two Saturdays from now where someone comments on a random video you post about, like, let's just say it's a funny audio and puts, and what do you think about this? And it's an issue that you made a video about 2 days ago.
Oh, sometimes I feel like that's my curse. Like, it's like reliving the same life over and over again.
Yeah, I feel that. Groundhog's Day.
Dude, I sent you a meme, but I can't remember what it was.
Was it the one about the wine sommelier?
Yeah, I put that in my story.
I've put that in my story before, too.
No, it was one where it was like, oh fuck, what was it? It was something about, like, oh, do you love your it was like something they have to do or something they're good at.
The way you're already laughing is so stupid.
It's like, it must be so nice having, like, a fat ass or something like that. And then it said, it must be so nice, does Sisyphus love his boulder? Which is like the Greek tragedy of him constantly having to, like, and that's how I feel about this. Like, it's like, oh, it must be so nice, you know, being a pillar of advocacy for women, and then shit like this happens and I'm like, well, you know, sometimes Sisyphus does not love his boulder.
100%. But I also think it's annoying. You've continuously, everyone that watches this podcast knows this, we didn't have anyone that when we talked about the election, we didn't have anyone in our comments going, wow, I didn't realize you guys were like that. None of you
fucking God. Jesus Christ.
And if you do, we'll block you, just like we blocked the guy who was, like, so convinced I'm not gay.
I'm like, as soon as they fix their lips to write some head of bio women type shit,
get the fuck out of my
blocked face. That's all. That's I'm not listening. Blocked. That's how I feel. I had it. Blocked. Yeah, that's how I feel.
I get that. No,
like I'm not doing it. I literally don't want to take any more of your time. Wanted to tell you your ass stinks. That's how I did the video. I wasn't asking for any questions from the crowd. I wanted to let you know that your ass stinks. And to fuck off.
Yeah.
And then I told Billy, like...
Oh, I was going to say that you've made so many videos defending trans women a billion times, so I don't know where the confusion is. Sorry, go ahead.
I can't even tell you how many trans women are my friends in real life.
Trans people in general. That's what I'm saying.
I have so... It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even fucking matter. Because the people who say this head-ass shit are chronically online, obviously, but then they're also, like, just convinced they're the most, like, elevated version of what it means to be an activist or an ally or whatever. Which makes you a dumbass and an ignorant bitch, but I'm tired of like hearing it. I just don't want to see it anymore. I'm like, you guys know exactly who the fuck I am. Don't get shy and don't do some bullshit ass like, oh, I thought she was my favorite feminist. I'm not. Find another one.
No, you're a real feminist.
No shit. You're right. I'm not a white feminist.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you're right.
White
right
feminism caters to cis people.
Told Billy, it feels like this. It feels like they come up to me and then they're like, you're telling me you don't want my support as a TERF? And then I go, no, I don't. And then they're like, all right, I'm going to leave.
Okay.
And then they go,
here I go.
I'm leaving.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then I say, okay, goodbye.
And I'm not coming back.
And then they walk a couple more steps and they're like, I'm serious. I'm leaving. And I'm like, okay, leave. That's how I feel right now.
I feel like, let me get the door.
Yeah. What's taking you so goddamn long? Fucking leave. Shit. Okay. I'm serious. I mean it.
I'm very serious.
I am taking my money and I am leaving. Okay, you've been saying that for the last 10 minutes. Just leave. Like, okay.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. I feel like a little kid. Like, when little kids, like, get so tired of their parents not leaving yet that they just start pushing doors closed?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Sure.
I'm over it.
I get
done.
It.
Anyways, what else is new?
Oh, I don't know. I think this might come out right before what we filmed yesterday will come out.
Oh.
I won't tell you guys, but we were guests on another podcast that we have talked about on here before.
Oh, yes.
With two of our girlfriends.
Well, I actually don't know when it's going to come out.
I know, so that's why I'm not saying what it is.
Yeah.
But two of our girlfriends, we've talked about them on here before, about their podcast.
Yes.
Maybe they live above.
Upstairs.
Upstairs. I don't know what that means, but we did that yesterday, and it
was fun.
One of the funniest hours I've had in a minute.
That was fun. It was a key.
And we had so much fun.
Love them.
I'm trying to think what else is new. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, I've been making my way through the Great North because I finished Bob's Burgers.
Oh, nice.
It's funny. I was just telling Donnie this, but I'm like, I just don't love it as much. Like, Bob's Burgers, I just love that family so much. So I'm trying to get through this one. I do really like it. It's not hard to watch. It's funny, and it's very similar but different. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm trying to think.
Oh,
and Abbott Elementary has had me cackling. I had a FaceTime Drew to show her one part that made me laugh so hard.
Oh, we were watching the Lilo and Stitch trailer.
Oh yeah, we just watched that. Yes,
and I did watch most of it already.
Yep,
a lot of people have been asking us our thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything really to say. I think the only thing I do have to say is that Stitch looks just like Squid, which I knew.
Yeah.
In the cartoon and in the movie, the live action. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a cute kid movie. That's all I don't really have anything negative to say to you.
None that I'm willing to share.
Don't get me wrong, I love Stitch, but I don't want him near me.
I will say though, I didn't feel like that movie needed to be made.
Mm-hmm. I don't think live actions need to be made at all.
I don't care when they are. I just sometimes I feel like there are some that it's just more trouble than it's worth, in my opinion, and the stakes are too high. This one being that this was like the first time Polynesian people were represented.
Sure. In a Disney movie.
In a Disney cartoon. So like, I just feel like the stakes are a little too high.
Sure.
And so like, there's too many, and like, sometimes I feel like the necessary moves aren't made for whatever reason.
Sure.
And so the art suffers, which I love that fucking movie, that the original Lilo and Stitch.
If you're sad, go watch that movie.
It's one of my favorite movies. It is so funny. And it holds up to this time.
And
like,
the way that we're literally Pleakley and Jumba when we're together. He's all,
listen,
I want to wear it.
And I saw someone say, like, no! Give Pleakley his cunty little dress back.
Give him, let him the fact do that drag.
The fact that he's not in drag in the movie is crazy, because I was telling Billy, that's one of the funniest bits throughout the movie, is that he insists on playing a woman. Like, that's like one of the funniest parts, is that he loves the wigs and all that shit. That's why when he's like, he's just putting it on and looking in the mirror and he's going,
well, and half the part that made it so funny was that no one noticed that they were not human. Like, when they're in human
places.
Yeah,
like, one has four eyes, the other one has one giant one. Yeah,
like, one's the other one's purple. Like,
but his wig is really throwing it off.
Yeah, he has a Hawaiian shirt on.
When he's trying it on and he's going like this.
Yeah, he goes, and I want to wear it.
He goes, what are you doing? And he goes, nothing. He's like, let me try it on.
When all the mosquitoes attack him. That would be so funny.
Dog. That movie is unbelievable. So funny. No notes. So is what it is. You know what I mean? I hope I feel real like at a crossroads sometimes, because it's like, sometimes I feel like I have to be grateful for what we get.
I was just saying, at least they're making it. Yeah. Yeah. Like at what cost?
And,
yeah.
And so it's one of those where two things can be true at the same
time. I'm assuming that Moana, I know they're making Moana live right now, the live action. That'll be out. That trailer will probably be next, right?
I assume.
Maybe near the end of the year?
We shall see.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's one of those where I'm like, well, yeah. That's how I feel.
Margarita.
That's
blocked.
Blocked. I'm not going to block Lilo and Stitch. Come on now.
I will block Moana. I won't block Moana. I'm kidding. Okay, are you ready to get into this week's topic?
Mm-hmm.
This one was suggested by Shelby from our Patreon.
Woo.
So she suggested that we do best revenge / karma stories. Do you have any that of your own that you want to share that are really funny? We've told the one where we were hiking Pillbox and Drew was rushing me to get off.
That's fucked up. That's not a good example at all. Next. What a stupid... stupid, inaccurate comparison.
I thought of this other one where my last year of college, I lived with like 100 girls. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them had a girlfriend who would always stay at the house, and I never said anything because I knew her. But she was kind of mean to me, which I didn't understand, because I was like, hey, you don't live here, so if I wanted to be a bitch, I could tell you you have to go. Like, you don't pay rent, whatever. And I never did because I was depressed. Anyways, and so then she was like, always being bitchy and making my roommates not like me, which I thought was really weird, especially because her and I were friends before this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whatever. Then I found out she was talking shit on me and then letting people come stay in like the other room I was renting. Remember I told you that she said? She was like, it's literally fine. Like, they don't care. She doesn't live there. She doesn't pay rent. Why are you off? And you don't pay for that room. So she was a bitch. Anyways, a whole year later, she ends up still dating that girl, and she lives with all of them, like the girls that I was living with. she texted me like a year later and was like, were they this horrible to you? And I'm sorry that I was mean to you. And I said, yes, they were. And yeah, that's what happened. Uh-huh. And that was that's one of my favorite karma stories.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Maybe like
easy karma for you, or you always say like every tongue that speaks up against me shall fall.
Every tongue that rises against me shall fall.
That ass podcast that talks shit on you, and now I don't even think it exists anymore.
No, actually, they came back. I got tagged in something of theirs recently. They came back with
who did they replace?
The girl, and her man.
Really? Yeah. But they kept the guy with the tattoos and the mixologist?
Yeah, the two guys who started it.
Yeah. That sucks. Well, I don't really care, but
yeah, that's a great karma one.
I would call him a mixologist. He would be mad. Bartender?
I think mixologist would be mad. No, that's a good one. There's quite a few that there's quite a few that I can't talk about publicly.
That's one I thought of right now too.
Yeah, there's quite a few that us and our friends have keyed about.
Maybe we're thinking of the same one.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one with our friend Teffy.
Yeah,
that one was really funny.
We have several.
She didn't experience karma, but we watched someone experience karma.
No. The three of us witnessed karma happen to someone else. Yeah. Multiple people, actually, whose tongue has risen against me and Teffy before. Mm-hmm. So
that one is funny.
And I'll tell you what, I know that the ancestors meant for us to meet Teffy, both of our ancestors, because they work overtime on our behalf. That's for goddamn sure. But anyways, I was going to say my professors from college.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That were so fucked up to me. Mm-hmm. Did everything they could to make me quit that class, but I didn't. And then I started doing this years later. And then the meanest professor, the one that was the meanest to me, mm-hmm. she texts me and was like, hi, this is so-and-so.
Hey, queen.
Just wanted to check in, say how proud we are of you.
Actively slut shamed her every day her senior year. What else?
Yeah, she slut shamed me, but then she also tried to build a coup against me.
Yeah.
And she's the teacher. She's the teacher.
She's the instructor. Yeah. With other students. She's trying to build a coup with other students.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. I was in front of, we were in my class. There's probably 30, 25 of us maybe. Mm-hmm. And she's literally like, we all dislike Drew, correct? While I was sitting there.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
She said, we all hate her, right?
She said, we all have a problem with Drew, right?
Were you just staring at her going,
okay. I swear, I felt like I was in an episode of The Office. I felt like.
You're Toby.
No, for real. And then I was like, at one point, after she asked that, nobody said anything. And she goes, it's okay. You don't need to be afraid. I'm so serious. It's actually
good. Anyway, so she says that. Drew graduates, then becomes Drew. And then asks Drew for a fucking favor.
She asked me to come back.
Mind you, too.
And teach the class.
Come back and teach the class for free, mind you. But also, too, a year after Drew graduated, they had submitted Drew's big capstone project for these
there was four professors for that one class split into two semesters. The two women were the meanest ones to me. And only one of the two men was nice to me and helpful to me and was a big reason I passed.
But they submitted her story.
He submitted my story.
Yeah, so they submitted her story for all these journalism awards. She won, and they knew she won, and they told her, hey, you won, so we're sending this bitch, the mean professor.
I won two of them.
Yeah.
And the other mean lady professor.
They didn't even ask if Drew wanted to go.
No. He let me know that he submitted it. I knew I wouldn't be able to go to receive it. But the other bitch professor accepted both my awards on my behalf.
And never sent them to Drew.
And I emailed her and asked her to send them to me. She ignored me.
Never did. Then has the nerve fucking 5 years later to ask her for a fucking favor. Yeah, you're right. Get the fuck out of my face.
That project, mind you too, by the way, that was my project that I did on Tua Tonga Vailoa. I did on the Tonga Vailoas. And it took me like three, four months to do it. It took me forever to do that story. And that was the point. It was supposed to be a long form narrative story. Followed them for like 3-4 months. Took me like 2.5 months to even get a hold of them. And those same two women kept telling me that I was wasting my time doing it. They were never going to talk to me. They were going to have to fail me. Like they were so unsupportive and so mean to me, like genuinely mean to me. And that one guy who's the other professor that submitted my story for the award, he encouraged me to do it. So I kept going and then it worked out. And then my project won, like it was like placed in the top like 5 that we had in that semester. And then my professor asked if I could present it to the journalism department so they could show like what a beautiful like. Because I also won a scholarship to like help fund myself to go finish the project, so which I won. And then I had to present to the board of the journalism school and show them what their grant went to, which their little scholarship went to, and like I won an award for it and all that. And they were still so mean to me even after all of that. And then she came crawling back to me, and I'll never forget, I screenshot the text and I sent them to my friends, who I'm still friends with to this day, who were in the class with me. Two of my girlfriends and another guy that worked with me at the paper. And he was one of my like sports journalist mentors, but he texted me back. And I'll never forget. He goes, "Hey, you know what? Fuck the carpets. Fuck all the cool shit. This is how you know you made it." Mm-hmm. And then she actually emailed me again, probably like a couple months later, sent me a more formal offer again.
And this was all before Drew became a New York Times bestselling author, bitch. So
Right. And sometimes I think that's why my school doesn't ask me to come talk because of those women. Sometimes I think that. I'm like, why am I getting shit from Penn State and not from you guys? Like,
I know. I think I'm going to speak at my school soon. I'm very excited. At my alma mater.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
I wish that could happen for me.
Yes. Yeah,
I guess I'll speak at everyone else's school until mine is open to it.
You go to the office. You're like, "Hey guys, anyone want me to organize some papers?"
I don't know. I feel like I should have a jersey in the rafters at my school.
I think we should retire my number, guys. You never wore a jersey in your school.
Just give me the number 69.
You have them retire your favorite eyelashes and hang them in the rafters.
My Ardell Mink foes. Mink lashes.
This bitch, one time I FaceTimed her while she was riding on the back of Natasha's bike going to the beach. Uh-huh. And then I said, "Are you just wearing lashes and highlighter?" And you said, "A bitch always stays ready."
Yeah, hell yeah.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You couldn't catch me without a foaming lash on, bitch. I even at the beach,
I know,
clock it. And guess what? Swimming, face under the water. Yeah. Clock
lashes
it.
And highlighter. That's all she was wearing.
And you better believe I was pulling the hose in that shit. The hose was around.
Anyway, so we had you guys send in. Do you have any more that you want to share? That's a really good one.
I'll think of some.
Okay. Maybe some of these will inspire you. Some of these guys, they're kind of like, I don't know that they're crimes, but I'm going to, and you said, yes, you're comfortable using your name. I'm not going to, because some of these are like kind of crazy. This first one is anonymous. I'm making it anonymous. She said, my first girlfriend broke up with me, promising that one day we'd get back together. 6 weeks later, she was engaged and had moved to Scotland with her new girlfriend. So I called her school since she bailed on her 4-year scholarship commitment, and then they sued her for what they paid out plus interest.
Shit.
So, team.
Damn.
When I think of karma, I think of the universe enacting it. A lot of the karma that's in here are you guys doing it, and you know what?
Hey, you know what?
You do what you gotta do.
I support women's rights and wrongs. Yeah. And I know not all of you are women, but you're good people, so.
I'll support you.
With an asterisk next to it, obviously. I think that's funny. That's funny. One of those, I'm gonna take shit into my own hands, yeah. Then. That reminds me of Kiara on TikTok. She made a video once where she said, though gaining weight is not the worst thing that could happen to you in this life. The worst thing that could happen to you in this life is gaining me as an enemy. That's what that reminds me of. That's like, real. She's like, that is something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy is me as an enemy. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm assuming that's the vibe of most of these stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, the one thing you do not want to cross is me.
This next one's anonymous. She made this anonymous. She said, I took my ex-boyfriend thrifting and he decided it was cool after he called me lame for it. When we broke up, I donated all of his things that he left at my house to his favorite thrift shop so he could buy them all back.
Exactly. That's so funny. Can I just say too, I was telling Billy this the other day because I saw a TikTok of this girl and she was recording herself crying. And she was in slow-mo and she was crying and she was going like this. And then it said, my man broke up with me because I was cheating right when I was about to stop.
Yeah.
And obviously it's a joke.
Yeah.
Obviously. But the comments, dude, holy fuck.
So funny.
There was one that said, oh, so he just believes his eyes more than he believes you. And someone's he's so nosy. I'm so sorry that happened to you. And then I was thinking, that's how I think about this is women. Oh, women are so funny. Women can make anything funny. Mm-hmm. The most horrifying, awful, traumatic things in your life, they will make funny at some point. It's a skill. It's a beautiful thing.
I feel that. This next one's from Jess. She said, some woman hit me and tried to drive off. So this isn't a car team. When I first read it, I was like, what? Some woman struck me.
Yeah.
Some woman hit me and tried to drive off, but I pursued her until she stopped. She got out, and when I was taking a picture of the damage, I accidentally got her in the pic. She drove off without giving me her name or insurance, but because I have her picture, the police were able to find her, and now my insurance is going after her for all of my medical bills and emotional damage.
Period.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Period. Good for you. That's very brave too.
I know. Don't do that, guys. Sometimes people are so scary. Don't do that. But
one time I was driving home from, oh, it was when I worked that summer job.
Oh yeah. You were driving daddy's charger?
Yeah. No, I was driving the truck, Ram. Okay. And it used to have that shit on the muffler that made it go
yeah, it was so
and
annoying.
Then the windows were all blacked out. You couldn't see in them at all.
Murdered out, if you will.
Boy car. That's how it felt. Anyways, I used to drive that shit to work. And one time I was driving home, and this guy, he looked like he was about my age, in early 20s. Mm-hmm. He almost ran me off the fucking road in a tinier car. And I was almost home. So I was on the streets, right? The suburb streets or whatever. And I had the worst day.
Just over it.
Yeah. And I was so mad when I saw that it was a young shithead dude that and I'm not proud of this and I am not bragging about it. I tailgated that motherfucker for a long time. I was driving so intensely behind him on purpose because I wanted him to think that I was a big scary man and I was pissed. And
meanwhile, you're wearing a foaming lash and highlighter.
Yeah, even though I'm wearing my Fenty Soft Matte foundation in the car. I literally was, and it's because
were you driving in silence too?
Yes. And all I could hear was the muffler. Yeah. And I was making sure it was super loud. I followed him into neighborhoods I never turn into. Because you can tell when they start turning to see if you're following them. And I did it for like 20 minutes. It took me way off course to not have to, but I was still obviously near the house.
Okay.
I was doing it. And then at one point he pulled over in a neighborhood. And then I slowed down and I like looked and I could see I registered fear like sure. in his eyes. And then I zoomed past it really fast. And I laughed I giggled the whole way home. I had like joy. Woo! I had like joy in my heart.
Yeah, you gotta turn the music up.
I literally felt like I had joy. Like I was literally like,
it's gonna be a good day.
I was driving, and I was going home and I was like, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And then I told Billy that what I did, and Billy was like, don't ever do that again.
Wait, if that was during the summer job, you guys weren't together. That was before you graduated.
No, I know. Oh, you're right. I didn't tell him when I got home, but I've told him that story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I meant to say.
That's so scary.
I've told him that story and he was like, please don't ever do that. But that's what I'm talking about when I say that, like, when I was younger, I had no fear. Yeah. Like when it came to shit like that, which is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. I've since learned.
Okay, this next one is from Sarah. She said, my ex was a huge fitness junkie and he was the worst rat I've ever dated. He cheated on me and I found out when he gave me an STD. All cured, thank you, modern medicine. Anyways, we broke up and about a year later, he had a heart attack at 30. Thank you, energy drinks, for the fat dose of karma. But he did not die, so don't feel bad.
not death, just a scare.
I wanted to nick him a little. I don't want to impale him. Not just get him.
Not death. Just like, not like, I just want to, like, mm-hmm. like grab it and be like, I'm just joking.
I just want to scare him a little bit. Yeah.
And I bet when you got that news, you were at home going,
that's what it's all about. Fucking bitch. That's what it's all about. That's funny.
When shit like that happens, like, nothing that intense has ever happened to me in terms of any sort of, like, if you're happy, I'm happy. That's how I feel. And obviously, and that bitch put your life at risk, which is crazy. Yeah. But, crazy and traumatic. But if something like that happens to that, not to that degree, it's never happened to me personally, but something like that, I literally think, and Teffy said this to me before too, which is, when I tell you God doesn't play about me, I mean that. When I tell you I'm one of his favorites, I mean that shit. That's how I feel when it's like, do you think, were you like,
my king?
Play my walk up song.
It's Oceans by Hillsong.
It's like that meme that's like, just got my lick back from 2016. Yeah. Don't ever rest when it comes to me.
I have seen
that's literally karma. She takes her time, but she will come. That's how I feel. She takes her time, but she will come.
This next one's from Kayla. She said, one time I was so mad at my sister for something. I cannot remember why. But so I texted her the entire ending to Pretty Little Liars, knowing that she hadn't seen it. That's funny.
That's sister shit. I know. Like meme sister shit.
I'm trying to think, like, I feel most of our shit's sister shit anyways. Yeah. This next one's from Natalia. She said, when I was 9 and my brother was 7, I cheated at a Wii game we were playing. And then to get me back, he lit my favorite dress on fire.
Okay.
Oh.
Disproportionate response, in my opinion. I'm like,
well, what game was it?
Well, see, I was having fun and you just did it. You made it weird.
Yeah.
You made it felonious and I don't appreciate that.
This next one, I'm making anonymous. She said, my dumbass toxic ass boss always leaves her nasty ass eggs laying around the kitchen, stinking up the place. And I had killed a fruit fly that was flying around my face, probably because of her nasty food that's laying out. And I put it on the fork that was in her bowl and she ate that. Leave your nasty ass food out and expect flies.
Oh, you strict, huh? I'm just kidding. It sounds like you don't like your boss, so I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boss. Oh, a good one in that realm for me is when my manager at the restaurant, like, low-key fired me. And then the next day, the guy I trained got fired for just like leaving in the middle of his shift to go eat dessert.
Yeah.
And I told you, my manager, for some reason, did not play about that dessert. He was like, you guys can eat any of the fucking prime rib in here, but if I catch you eating a Kona pie, I'm going to kill you. Like, it was something about the Kona pie.
You could literally rob us, and I wouldn't care.
And that Kona pie was really good.
Yeah. We should go there next time.
No way. I ain't going to that place. I'm just kidding.
Forever.
I'm just kidding. The one that I worked at got closed, and now there's only the other one. But yeah, that was like immediate and instant karma, which is fun. When he called me and said, are you coming in for your shift? And I was like, no. Why would I do that when you told me yesterday to not come back?
He's all, I don't feel like you're, if you keep up this attitude, you're never going to make it in the restaurant industry. I hope
you know. It was literally like, we were all saying things. Mm-hmm. Everybody was mad. Mm-hmm. We were all saying things.
Okay, and we were all saying and doing things.
Okay, and that was yesterday, and today's a new day.
There's no room for growth.
Yeah, so someone's
for redemption.
So someone's holding on to the past.
No, I get it, and that's fine, but I just thought we were closer than that.
I was like, I can't believe you're calling me and you think I'm going to come into work today. I literally said that to him. I was like, after everything you said to me last night, I can't believe you're calling me and asking me to come into work. The answer's no. I won't be there.
Heard.
I said that on the phone. And then I called. And then, get this, the day after that, I had school that day, and then I got promoted at my other job, and then I called, and I quit that job, the restaurant job. So that's two acts of karma. Period. Clock it. Take that, Brian.
Okay, this is the last one we're going to do. We'll do a part two, so if you all want to be included, make sure you go to our Instagram and look in our highlights, and then you'll find the Google form in there.
Yeah.
So this one's from Kayla. She said, my cousin has been in my Instagram messages with her racist and homophobic comments, and I finally posted them on my story for all of my family to see. They had no idea that she was bigoted, and now people are separating themselves from her.
Period.
Yeah. Justice.
That's one of those things that I fully, and if I did not fully support, I would be the biggest hypocrite alive.
Yeah.
I'm a very like, if you, what are you so embarrassed about?
You're
the one saying it. Yeah. So talk crazy in private, talk crazy in public, bitch. That's mm-hmm. how I feel. Period. That's the kind of justice that I'm willing to go and hand out.
Well, it's the same like when girls send us fucked up stuff, and then I'm like, well, why can't I post it? You sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's kind of how this, the TERF stuff feels too. It's very like, I thought you supported women. I do.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
She's looking at me like, yeah, I'm not the intern.
I'm not the intern. You're looking at me like,
well, now what?
That's how that feels to me. Yeah. I'm like, I don't care. I want to have a baby.
Sure.
I don't. I want to travel.
Anyways, guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you buy Drew's book. Make sure you join our Patreon.
Yep.
And other than that, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.